love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it to. No show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Florida, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, aka Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
What up, man?
Killer,
what's
good,
up,
man?
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, man.
Seems your imitation of me. I was coming with one of you today, boys, but I want to get my vocabulary together so tomorrow I'm going to be doing a Mace impression tomorrow. But I said I didn't have the words that I needed. You have an extensive vocabulary and it ranges from different genres, so to speak. Someone to compile them all. But you did a good job.
It
was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. I don't know if I say everything you be saying, but you had the voice and everything. It was pretty good, man.
Yeah, he kept saying, shut up in the back. I was like, Cam doesn't say that.
Yeah, who's in the back? Yeah, man. It's pretty good, man. I heard you say that Michael Jackson can't dance as good as Chris Brown, man.
That was crazy, man.
I don't know. That's a good one. But I know who danced better than all of them.
Oh.
MC Hammer.
Mm.
MC Hammer had problems with Mike. I don't know if you remember, he challenged Mike to appear.
Yeah, Mike ain't do it. Yeah, that's Mike, what I'm saying. See, people wasn't there. Like your famous quote, he wasn't there.
Yeah, that's
people didn't know that Mike didn't want that smoke.
Yeah, Mike ain't want no smoke with MC Hammer. MC Hammer wanted problems with Mike.
Yeah, he kept trolling him too.
Yeah, what about Genuine?
Genuine. Genuine.
He had the little broom. He went, yeah. He went boogaloo.
He had a two step, but yeah.
He ain't fucking with Chris.
Nah, I agree. Chris is different.
I put up the primetime MC Hammer though. Yeah. I'd like to see that one. I would definitely like to see that one. Because Mike definitely didn't want to smoke when MC Hammer, he offered him a dance battle.
Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, Mike was like, you know, because Hammer was popping, but he wasn't Michael Jackson's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Otto Porter Jr. announced he's retiring after 11 seasons in the NBA. What did you guys think of his announcement?
To start off with Otto Porter Jr., I think he did as much as he could do with his body, pause, holding up the way it did. I mean, he's been severely injured a long time. It looked like he only played about 23 games in the last two seasons after he left Golden State and got that championship. The good thing is that he was able to win a championship with Golden State. What was that, in 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming from Georgetown, you know, I expected him to have a better career, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. The basketball guys had different things planned. But I'm looking forward to see what else he's going to do, you know, in his life, because he's really young to be retiring. It's only 30 years old, 10 years after being 21. This is really interesting to see what else he would do. Because he got a lot of time, probably made a lot of money, hopefully made a lot of investments, and got a good life ahead of him. Hopefully it'll be a GM or something. It seemed like the best GMs are people that had, you know, these type of things happen to them sometime. So who knows? But shout out to him and the Porter family.
You really looking forward to see what he's doing in the future? You going to check him on him and be like, yo, I wonder what Otto Porter Jr. is doing. like, yo, it's been 2 years. I wonder what Otto Porter Jr. is doing. You don't care what he's going to do in the future. That's
a
lie.
He's a Georgetown.
You get corporate.
He's a Georgetown alum. He's a Georgetown alum.
That shit sounded whack. It was real corporate, bro. I'm looking forward to see what the Porter family has. Yo, pack it up, Warner Porter Jr. Yo, pack it up, nigga. You had to, a couple of good seasons ago to stay. You left. You took that bread. I ain't mad at you for taking that chicken. But niggas wasn't been looking for you since you left Golden State. Pack it on up, man. You won't really be missed. It ain't like you're going to be missed. Mace, right? You stopped at an early age, but pack it on up. I'm not checking on you. Mace is lying. He will not be checking to see what you're doing in the next few years. Now, if your name come up, they like, oh, Otto Porter Jr., they just hired him as this. Okay, they be like, oh, yeah, homeboy who played for Golden State. Quit the check for $100 million once he left Golden State. Look, maybe, but as far as murder digging and to see what you're doing in the future, that's a lie, my nigga. I'm not checking either, just for the record. Yo, you made some bread. I was looking at your contracts. You made some bread. Mace is 100% right. This is really early for you to be retired. In Golden State, you was really good. After that, I don't know if you was good or not. I stopped keeping up with you, to be totally honest with you. But you did help them win that championship. And I don't know if it's injuries or anything else, but the reason why I don't know, because I ain't been keeping up with you. I don't know what the fuck you really been going through, to tell you, to be honest with you, but I wish you luck. And I hope you do have a bright future, because this is kind of young. But as far as us digging in 1,000 a year or two or three, that nigga lying. Start the show off lying, my nigga. That's an outright lie. Like, yeah. Yo, killer, you ever wonder what Otto Porter Jr. is doing? This nigga's capping. Good luck though, nigga.
Yo, he's a part of Georgetown, man. You gotta check up on the Hoyas.
You where's Victor Page at?
That's what I was about to say. Where's he at? Need to find out where Victor Page is at.
You supposed to be checking up on all the Hoyas. Where's Victor Page and them niggas at?
Yeah, don't forget about Victor Page.
Where's Patrick Ewing Jr. at? They fired him a few years ago. Where's he at? You been checking on him? Where's Patrick Ewing Sr. at? You ain't checking on the Hoyas, nigga. You ain't been checking on them niggas, man.
I know where Pat is.
Pardon me, I didn't mean Patrick Ewing Jr. Pardon me, John Thompson.
John Thompson Jr.
was coaching. They canned that nigga a few years ago. You ain't check on that nigga.
It was a pandemic.
All right, say no more. I bet.
What a lovely way to start off this show. Okay, so former 49ers quarterback Sam Darnold signed with the Vikings for a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. Do you guys think the Vikings made a good pickup, and then, or do you think that they're in shambles?
They gotta be in shambles. The Vikings gotta be in shambles. It seemed like they just be giving the money away, especially then they was the team that kept franchising Kurt, right? Kurt got a franchise.
They did, and so did the Redskins, I believe. Yeah, them
niggas, and the Vikings just be throwing the money away. I mean, I don't like this at all. I'm not gonna cap right here. I don't like this at all. I mean, he was the backup for Purdy, but how much do you think he really learned backing up a rookie quarterback, and he's not a rookie? I don't think that helped. It's not like he was backing up, you know, Tom Brady, or he was backing up Hurts or one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going with this. To say that they gave him $10 million, get your money, you know, but you better perform. Whenever people start getting them one-year contracts, this is a show me year. He's gonna have to prove something. I mean, he only started 17 games when he was with Charlotte, and they packed him up. So I'm gonna go with that vibe. This is where you pack him up. Pack him up.
Once again, thank God Murder did the homework, because I ain't been keeping up with you neither, nigga. I don't know what the fuck been going on. You was popping like 3-4 years ago. You supposed to be that nigga. End up not being that nigga. I'm not on your journey with you, bro, to figure out what team or what person you're going to back up next. You had a chance. A lot of niggas don't realize. It's very rare. Very, very rare. Like, you got, let's see, you get Geno Smith.
Yeah.
You get, I'm talking people who get second chances. You got your man in Tampa Bay who just re-signed, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
You could probably on both hands count in the last 20 years how many people get a second chance after you get a first chance to come back.
And a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Teddy Bridgewater got a few shots, you know. He kept getting hurt, but it's very rare that they give you a second and third opportunity. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Jameson Winston.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I mean? So I think, like you said, how much did he really learn back in Purdy up in Purdy? Don't get it fucked up. Purdy had a great season, but his experience in the league is—
Yeah, he was figuring it out. Purdy was figuring it out, so it's not like— He probably had a consistent regimen. He was figuring out his regimen. So you can't leave with that blueprint because he's still figuring it out.
Absolutely. So, I mean, to me personally, I don't really know exactly what happened to where maybe Kirk Cousins wanted more money or the Vikings feel their time was up with Kirk Cousins or— I know he got hurt the end of the season. They didn't want to risk it. But I would much rather have Kirk Cousins than Sam. So I don't know if they can. I know his contract was up. I don't know if they could reconfigure it or what the problem was. But I would like to bring Kirk Cousins back. Even though they haven't got it done the last few seasons he's been there, I think.
Why would you want him back?
It's better than the option they have now. This is what you end up with. look, at the end of the day, it's not easy to find a decent quarterback in the NFL, and especially, and I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is a franchise player, but, you know, one year they just got robbed. You know, they were supposed to go to, I believe it was at least the conference championship, but Kirk Cousins is pretty good. He racked up a lot of money, but he's definitely 10 times better than Sam. I would definitely want to ride with Kirk Cousins.
Much you would have gave Sam Darnold how much money if he was the GM?
I don't know. I have to look at his contract and look at his numbers because I know they're basing everything off that. Like, even with the Baker Mayfield shit, I'm like, damn, he snatched 100. But this was his first Pro Bowl season. I believe, off the top of my head, I believe he had 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Threw for over 4,000 yards. He had a career season. It didn't even seem like it. I didn't even know all this until this contract came up. But when you're negotiating contracts, I guess all those stats matter. So I don't know Sam Darnold's stats off the top of my head, and I'm not sure. But
last time he was good, he had in that NFC game. Remember, he had about 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
Okay, what year was that?
22, probably.
23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. More of the story is, if he's getting that, I think that everybody's value is going up because, during the free agency, the last couple of days, the money I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, he's starting to pay football players a little bit, man. Because football players, you know, I never really understood it. I get it, but it'd be like, yo, they signed for $100 million, $40 million guaranteed. The incentives of $60 million of shit you have to do to get the other 60. Yeah. Like you in the NBA, Steph Curry, $250 million. Now,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even with what they call it when you resting.
Yeah, with low management pause. Like,
niggas getting $300 million and on low management.
Right. And I think that needs to be worked out in the contracts as well because look what Ben Simmons is doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's supposed to go, but $60 million and not guaranteed is crazy.
So you think there should be a Ben Simmons rule? Call it the Ben Simmons rule?
Apparently football is already doing it.
Yeah, they done figured it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas is not going to do that.
Yeah, you're not just going to come here and walk away with all the money. I mean, as far as basketball is concerned, you see it's a lot of little details and everybody's contract is different. Look, Jay Will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is when a team is investing in you and spending tens if not hundreds of millions of dollars on. They're going to find out your habits. They're going to find out what kind of females you like. They're going to find out what you eat, where you stay, et cetera. Because when the Chicago Bulls gave Jay Will that contract and they say, you're good as long as you don't get hurt on a motorcycle, then you get your money. How the fuck they know he could potentially get hurt on a motorcycle? Career ending shit too, as a matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Zion this season that just going on now. If you're over a certain amount of pounds, you don't get paid. If you got X amount of body fat pores on you, you don't get paid. And I think it needs to be leaning more towards that. Not necessarily you got to have 700 touchdowns to get an extra $1 million. You know, it's about your participation, I would say.
So just circling back to your point about having Kirk Cousins over Sam Darnold, the discussion right now is that Kirk Cousins is robbing the NFL with his high contracts. Do you guys agree? I just want to know what you guys think before we move to the next topic.
No, I don't think so. You know why? Because Kirk Cousins, and I should have checked this out before I come. I'm going to check it out probably when Murder starts talking. But me personally, that's what happens. You franchise. Kirk Cousins been on himself year after year after year after year, not taking long-term deals, being franchise tagged, and that also means you could get hurt. So you get hurt without a long-term deal and you're only in a one-year deal. Now, granted, they was $20, $25, $30 million years for him, but that it wasn't longevity. It wasn't until like 7 or 8 years, I don't know off the top of my head, till he ended up getting a longevity contract, a long-term contract, because niggas didn't want to pay him. So he's like, fine, I'll take the 1 year. So as far as him robbing people, I would say people are saying that because he's not winning. But I'm not mad at a nigga who, I don't want to use beat the system. I want to say,
y'all bet put on yourself.
Yeah, you put the system in place. Y'all tried to send me out. I let y'all do it for me. And then I figured out sending me out was working for me to where I ended up getting a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion. If the answer to the question is no, I don't think he's robbing people. I think he's figured out a system that wasn't made for him or NFL players and used it to his advantage.
Well, I would say I think his agent is doing a hell of a job. Whoever his agent is the agent of the year. He's the real MVP. He's the one that consistently, you know, make these deals happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it's his mom, you know? Remember I was telling you that a mother's love goes a far way.
Not paying no mind about that, bro. You didn't believe Lamar could get it done. You said he needed an agent.
Yeah, I'm telling you, whoever his agent is, you're doing a great job. Can we find out who his agent is? Because this is the guy that keeps making it happen. It could be a woman.
Mike McCartney.
Mike McCartney. Shout out to Mike McCartney. Is he with Clutch Sports?
I don't think so.
That guy is good.
Yeah, I'm looking at this shit. Yo, niggas can't get mad at Kirk. Niggas franchise. How many times? That's a good question. How many times was Kirk Cousins franchise tag? Because I remember as a time period, it was just like, God damn. They changed that shit up, the rule up to where you can only franchise tag a nigga a certain amount of time.
Yeah, he was franchise tagged 2 times back to back. So
and both teams when he played for the Redskins too. Mm-hmm. There got to be more than
Washington twice.
And what about Vikings? Yeah. Let me know. He figured it out for himself, man.
Yeah, he figured out what worked for him.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can only get franchise tagged twice, but it was annoying. I was like, yo, get that nigga that bread. I like Kirk Cousins, man.
I do. Yeah. And he had a no tag clause with the Vikings. So, okay. No. Yeah. To answer your question.
What's a no tag clause?
Can't tag me, nigga. Well, if I come over here, y'all niggas can't franchise tag me, pause.
Yeah. That's when people really want you. You got to say, I got a no tag clause.
Yeah, you can't tag me. And that's one of those situations. Like, almost with the NBA, is no trade. You can't just trade me if you want to.
You can't just decide tomorrow you're going to put me in a three-way.
Right, yeah.
Pause, trade.
Okay, so speaking of another quarterback, Commanders agreed to a one-year deal with QB Marcus Mariota. Do you guys like this move for them?
I don't care about him. Mariota been sticking it up for years, man. Marcus Mariota, he had high expectations when he was coming in the NFL, yo. Very high expectations.
I remember his name.
Yeah, nigga, he was that nigga in college. And then he came to the NFL, he had a star position. and he started stinking it up. And then he became Ryan Tannehill's backup, if I'm not mistaken. And then when Ryan Tannehill got hurt, he got a job starting with them niggas in Tennessee. He stuck it up.
Wasn't he with the Eagles? I thought he was with the Eagles.
He's with one of them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he play for, Stat? All the teams?
Yeah, let me check.
Yeah, he played with the Eagles. That's what I remember.
Yeah, but he's like from Oregon or some shit. Like, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. That nigga's from Oregon. He was like that nigga in college. Like,
it's from Hawaii.
No, I'm talking about he played for the Oregon Ducks. He was
That's where I know him from.
He was Bo Nix before Bo Nix. He was that nigga out there.
He was definitely supposed to be a great quarterback.
Top prospect.
And he turned out to be Christian Laettner, not even. Mm-hmm.
So he played for the Titans 2015 to 2019, mm-hmm. Raiders 2020 to 2021, Falcons 2022, 2023, the Eagles.
Yeah. And get right.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. If niggas want to pay the nigga, I'm not mad at him.
And he got drafted to a team that gave him a shot. It wasn't like he never got a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what we're talking about. You're not going to get a lot of opportunities to be a starting quarterback again in the NFL. But what they understand is that even if you're second string, I don't know if he's going to start with the Commanders or not, because I know they're doing a lot of moving around. But even if you're second string or third string, what coaches need is not necessarily a Pro Bowl quarterback. They need somebody who understands the game, understands the commitment, understands it may be the next man up if somebody gets hurt. So I think that's the place he's at in his career right now.
Okay.
They better not start him. Yeah. Magic Johnson over there trying to rebuild the Commanders. We're banking on you, Magic. To get the right guy in there, man.
Okay. Also, speaking of not starting quarterbacks, the list goes on, y'all. The Patriots finalized a trade sending Mac Jones to the Jaguars. Do you guys think he will ever start again in the NFL?
What is this bum-ass nigga name? Yo, bring me back on this thing.
We gotta hit them in order. This is the same group.
Bum-ass nigga day. Just talk about all the bumps across basketball and football. You start off with bum-ass niggas from the jump from the start of the show. Yo,
you're right. Cause the next up is the Wizards in the Detroit.
What the fuck is we doing?
Come on.
What did you just say again? My bad.
Mac Jones.
We talking about this.
Where's he at?
Now he's with the Jaguars.
So do you guys think he'll ever start again
in the league?
He's not going to start in Jacksonville.
Yeah, you're backing for Trevor Lawrence. Look, it's another nigga. You understand the game. You understand what you need to do. Sit back. Watch this nigga get these shampoo commercials and throw these 3,000-4,000 yards. And if he gets hurt, we'll get you in there. You know, Trevor Lawrence got hurt for a couple games last year, and I'm not sure if they trusted their backup. I don't think Mac Jones is bad for a backup. As we see, it's a lot of things happen, too. You got to realize this. And niggas thought Mac Jones after that first season was going to be all right. But you're in a place and replacing somebody where is zero tolerance for this nonsense. Like, you got Bill Belichick out there. You following the GOAT. Robert Kraft is probably like, look, we got a clean house because I'm not really used to this. You know what I'm saying? Bill, this is who you wanted. This is your man.
this is what happened when you buy the groceries.
Yeah, now.
And you cook.
Yeah, you know, we let you do it with Tom Brady at work, but this, look, the fans is getting restless. Whatever. I mean, I think Mac Jones would be a better backup quarterback than starting quarterback. But I think being with the Patriots, it's a lot of pressure. Yeah. You're under one of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time, and you're replacing the greatest quarterback or arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, depending on who you're talking to. So mm-hmm. I think all jokes aside, I think he did a decent job for being in an organization and coming right behind Tom Brady, but that's not going to get it done. A decent job.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what they try to put out there that there was clubs interested in him. Like, it was like four other clubs. Nobody was interested in this.
Nobody's thinking about Matt. Sometimes niggas thinking, man, I mean, I don't know the clubs you're talking about, but I'm just thinking to myself, you know, club? The pitch, if you're his agent, the pitch you make is, come on, you got to think about the pressure they had on that guy.
Yeah. If you put him in a backup situation,
yeah,
he's going to be much better for the club.
Yeah, and backup situation, pause, or what his agent probably trying to pitch is, he could start somewhere else, just not in New England. Mm. But he's definitely not starting in Jacksonville.
How much did they offer, Matt? Mm. Everybody getting paid. I'm for that.
Yeah, for football players, he's getting paid right now.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just reconstruct things so we don't have to go to another bum topic.
No, you can bring them up.
You on bum like nigga day going. Today. This is bum nigga day.
I didn't say bum topic. I said bum ass niggas.
That's why I'm like, the list continues.
It's just a day.
They need love too, I guess, good.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, a quarterback who doesn't have a situation yet that we've seen. So what do you guys think is next for Justin Fields? Can you guys see Chicago keeping him?
Absolutely not. Go ahead, Kill. Of course they're not going to keep Justin Fields.
I'm looking at this last night, and it's like they're trying to find what it is. Is this is now they're not getting back what they think they could get for him, being that all this movement is going around during the offseason, during the free agency season. So now Chicago might have thought they could get more, and they're not going to get what they wanted in return.
Yeah.
So I was watching this last night, and I'm like, damn, he might have to stay there. They're trying not to get him to stay there because it's going to be an awkward situation, especially if you drafting a quarterback first, because the quarterback that you're drafted, obviously, you want to start him. If it's Caleb Williams or whoever, Caleb Williams, pardon me, you want him to start. So it's an awkward situation, I would say. But from the reports that I was reading, the Bears aren't getting anything in return when they're trying to make a trade for him. So he might end up staying there.
He just end up being a backup for Caleb, because they definitely got to put Caleb in a rotation. I don't see them drafting him to make him fight for the spot. I don't see that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Especially where Chicago is now. They need clear leadership.
So is there any potential team that you could see him on if he were to get traded?
The Jets. He can go to the Jets and back up. If you want to go there, he could back up Aaron Rodgers when they come back.
Jets, Giants?
Yeah.
That's about it.
I was thinking maybe the Raiders, because Raiders just picked up Gardner Minshew, and he's still technically a QB2, even though he did have a pretty good season with the Colts. Because Aiden O'Connell, I don't really know how he would perform there, but I don't know. He's in a weird situation to go from, I mean, I guess that's how the game goes, to go from being QB1 to being a backup for like random teams. But I don't know. Guess we'll see what's next for Justin Fields.
Listen, the problem is this. I think he would do well with New York. I don't know what weapons he would have. I'm talking about as far as the Giants are concerned. But they gave homeboy all that bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can't move him.
They gave that nigga all that bread, bro, which is ridiculous. Crazy.
Okay.
The quarterback I'm referring to.
Yeah, somebody owes somebody, and they said, since this your guy, I'll give him the money. He gets it to you.
Yeah. Okay. So the Washington Wizards and Detroit Pistons are mathematically removed from playoff contention. What do you guys think both teams need to look at improving for next season?
Who's out?
Wizards and Pistons.
I'm surprised, honestly, that the Wizards are out. So not the way they've been playing. If you would have said this last year that they was going to get... It was going to get, what's my guy name? Man, you forgetting his name. That would play with Golden State, Jordan Poole. And he was going from Golden State to the Washington Wizards. And you would think, like, he's going to go crazy when he get there. And to see that now he's coming off the bench, it's just been a total, like, debacle in Washington. Now, I expected this from the Pistons. I wasn't expecting it as much from Washington because they do have a few pieces. They should be decent. I'm not saying they should be, like, storming through the East, but they should be decent with a lot of the pieces that they have.
Look,
it's bum nigga day.
Bum nigga day. Bum nigga day. I don't know. What the fuck? They been sticking it up all season. Like, just say, eventually they was going to be eliminated from the playoffs. Of course they going to be eliminated. These niggas, they had no spurt pause the whole season. It wasn't like, oh, look, niggas was offering niggas food to win three games. Wings. Was that Detroit?
Yeah, Wingstop.
That Detroit or was that Toronto or somewhere?
Yeah, and when they...
Detroit, right?
Yeah, and when they almost won, niggas like, yeah, they messed the wings up.
Yeah, the whole point is they're offering niggas food for victories. Like, what are we doing here? Secondly, Jordan Poole, you talking about you don't record your practices. Start recording them, sis. We need to see what the fuck are you, what you doing. You talking about, I don't, everything don't need to be on TikTok. Yes, it do for you, nigga. It should need to be recorded because we have no idea what you're doing. You obviously not even, when I say, and listen, I'm not big on having to look presentable. As long as you come to ball, I don't give a fuck what you look like. You come to ball. But, he looking like. Yeah, he looking stressed. He looking like pokey. He looking like. Because when you was a Golden Shake, your shit was cleaned up.
Yeah.
Shit was nice. Now it look like you just let yourself go. Pause. Like, yo, no haircut. Lamb chop sideburns, pork chop joints. Yo, my nigga, start caring about yourself before anything else, and then it'll translate to the team. But the way the season's been going, look, we knew they was going to be eliminated from the playoffs. Just, you know, we didn't know it was going to be 20 games left in the season until they was eliminated. But
I thought Jordan Poole was going to go. Jordan Poole, if you're watching this, we're concerned, for real. I thought you was going to go to the Wizards and have, like, the James Harden first year in Houston. You supposed to go there and be averaging 40, leading the league right now in scoring. So I just want to give you that information so you can reset your thinking to where you need to be, because going there, getting dirty, becoming everybody else, that's not what you were supposed to go there and do. You're supposed to tell them, this is how I won a championship in Golden State and begin, because you and your boy there, y'all both got championship experience. So y'all should both be able to take something from those championship runs and communicate that to the rest of the guys in D.C.
Yeah, listen, I was going to say that too. We definitely give Jordan Poole a lot of flack sometime on the show. But Cal Kuzma is there too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo, some of this got to go to Cal Kuzma and that. And he's averaging 25.5 points. I mean, that's, you know, average NBA player, what can you do? But as a team, it's just y'all aren't getting it together. For y'all to be eliminated with 20 games left in the season, it's kind of crazy. But I don't want to keep putting shit on Jordan Poole, and Kyle Kuzma is there too. You know, whose team is it? Who's going to step up? Who's going to hold other people accountable? Lastly, I'll say is, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and, you know, I'm thinking about this. Reason I'm taking me a little second, because I'm thinking about it while we're discussing. And it's like, damn, Jordan Poole got put in a raw deal, man. Pause.
Why you say that?
Because he was starving in Golden State. He was starving, bro. You know what I'm saying? He helped them win the championship.
So you blaming Golden State. I was going to do, too. I was waiting for you to finish. I'm blaming them niggas.
It's like, bro, I'm blaming whoever let that tape out, because that shit might not have been that bad. If that tape didn't circulate and across the internet and everybody seen it, it might have been able to have been tucked and been fixed. And I'm not saying it would have, because, you know, once it gets to that point, I'm not fucking with you no more ever anyway.
What if Jordan Poole put the tape out to try to get rid of Draymond, hypothetically?
Not mad at that scenario, but to be embarrassed like that, that's
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, you ain't put that tape
out. Yeah, that's on you if you want to put that tape out. You're a different type of nigga. So I just really feel bad now thinking about it. But as a professional, you got to be ready for all scenarios. And I'm not saying feel bad for him as a professional because you're still getting paid, still got a job. But just that situation, I think whether they liked each other or not, I'm talking about Steph,
yeah, being Clay, professional,
Poole, Draymond, whoever else, they all knew how to play together and won a championship together. So I'm more mad about that situation.
Yeah, I definitely feel bad about the situation because I feel like Jordan Poole gets treated like the ex because it's like he was on a high. Then, like you said, the tape release, and now everybody just kind of like gave him the cold shoulder. But if we see him playing better, then maybe that will happen.
Think about it, they need him as well. It's not like they're balling without him. They're actually losing games as well.
And, That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you think about Klay Thompson right now, we wouldn't have this Klay issue if Jordan Poole was there. He would be on a bench.
Yeah, listen, it's times where I turn the game on and I'm watching Golden State and I say, it get to the end of the first quarter, second quarter, and niggas make substitutions. I'm like, oh shit, Chris Paul played them niggas. I be forgetting. Yeah. I'm like, yo, shit, I forgot this nigga
is
even
Wiggins playing?
Wiggins is out indefinitely.
That's who I'm blaming. I think Wiggins put the tape out. I don't know for sure, allegedly. He would benefit from the tape.
That's his man. I doubt that. His man. It's the nigga in the camera room who probably went and got some extra bread from TMZ because they pay for footage like that. And that's who let the tape out. He probably got $50,000, $60,000 for that. So I don't think Wiggins would need it. And secondly, Wiggins and Poole was in the same like younger age group, but not originally with the original Golden State crew. They was like, them two niggas was cool. So Wiggins don't got his man there, pause, no more.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to go to break. And when we return, we will discuss Skip Bayless's next move and more free agency moves. Don't go anywhere.
She called this thing about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing I don't know. What's stubborn in me won't fall. Oh, oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about she it. Wanna be free. Why am I in this woman? She wanna be free. Hell, I don't wanna see her walk away. I wish somebody told me the rules. Disagreements let her win, and it's cool. Even when I'm right to say.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our Underdog Fantasy picks of the day. Tonight, Denver will play Miami. Underdog Fantasy has Jokic at 8.5 assists. Do you have him higher or lower? Mace?
8 assists?
8.5. Jokic, yeah.
Lower.
Okay. Cam, since I can't even tell who's not playing. Cam, 8.5
I'm going higher.
Okay. Jimmy Butler's at 21.5 points. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Higher.
Higher.
Okay. And then Bam's at 10.5 rebounds. Do you have him higher?
Oh, yeah. This is the rematch. Everybody's higher. Look, even Joker higher. This is the rematch. Niggas got to get busy.
And I'm going to go higher, too, for Bam.
But, okay. Download the Underdog Fantasy app, and you can make your picks, too. So, sources are saying that Paul Pierce is likely joining Undisputed with Skip Bayless in a regular role. How do you guys think their dynamic will be?
When you say regaining, rejoining.
No, likely joining.
Oh, likely joining. Yeah. All right. You know, that's interesting, but I think it'll work. I think it'll definitely work. Shout out to Paul Pierce. It would be great for Paul Pierce, actually, because Paul Pierce will be needed to be exactly who he is, which is a great thing. Skip, this is the last of the Mohegans. Yeah. I think if he lose Paul Pierce, is nothing else he'll be able to do, actually. But I think it's a great move. I think I was trying to think who else would work. Killer, would you work with Skip?
You can come work for us.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. Skip, listen to this. Skip, if all goes wrong, you got a spot right here. Not stat spot. Well, you know, Paul, we'll slide over, you know, put another mic up there and let Skip be there. I mean, I can see it. Because if this Paul Pierce thing doesn't work, he'll be it is what it is. So I'm rooting for him.
Look, I wonder what Kevin, more importantly, I wonder what Kevin Garnett got to say. Kevin, like, you bitch ass nigga, fucking leave show, leaving us what we doing to go work for that white man.
This is worse than Ray
yeah,
Allen.
Yeah, I know yeah, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, this is worse than Ray Allen.
Bitch ass nigga, gonna go work with Skip Killer. I can say it if he talking to me. Not saying he has talked to me, because niggas will start that up. No, you know how KG talk like this? Bitch ass nigga. Motherfucker going to work for Skip. After we build shit, Skip want to steal this nigga to come work for us. I ain't even fucking with that nigga. That's how Kevin Garnett would handle it. Look, Skip, I don't know if Skip or Patrick Beverly been reaching more this whole season. I have no idea which one of them been reaching.
But at least with Skip, you know, pause, you know it's coming. You know, he does it for that.
It was kind of crazy. At least with Skip, you know it's coming. It's wild.
I said Paul Skiller.
You did.
You override it. Paul.
Wow. I see what you
now
said.
Now on Charles Barkley time.
What happened was I was going to ignore it, but I seen how my peripheral stat look at me after you said that. And I was like, stat really says something. I seen it on the side. So it's like, yo.
Stat, you instigating on the low?
I definitely do. You can tell by my faces.
You supporting it?
It's me.
That was crazy. But let's think about it. This year, so far, this, I don't know how they do their seasons. Let's see it, the Undisputed. Guess and who they hired. They started with Keyshawn, Michael Irvin, Richard Sherman. Yeah, Bubba Dub on there a time or two.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne on Fridays. Now you're going to Paul Pierce. You're supposed to bring in that girl, that black girl. She left ESPN because she wasn't getting paid enough. She did football. She was nice. I liked her too. I can't remember her name. But she used to work at ESPN. He's supposed to bring in for football. I don't know if he ever did. But you know that you know how it is, Murder Man. Listen, he trying nigga trying to stir the pot, man. It's he can't. You know, it's not. You got to realize Skip found lightning in a bottle twice with Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp, and the new cast that he has is not matching the energy of the old one. Mm-hmm. You know, Stephen A. Smith came in when they started years ago. He was loud, articulate. He knew what he's talking about. He had a little bit of personality. A lot of people forget how Shannon started on Undisputed. Yeah. He came in smoking weed, smoking Black and Miles, wearing goat mask on his face for LeBron James, jerseys, drinking Hennessy in the morning. You yeah. know, he was on nigga time. Then
with
he got
a do-rag.
The nigga, yeah, with a do-rag on.
Yeah.
It was niggas forget that because he not elevated the way he yeah. not doing that shit no more. But at the end of the day, Skip was more nigga.
Black and Mouse.
Yeah, black, more nigga. Give me more nigga.
Black and Mouse.
Give me more nigga. For us. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be hard for somebody for Skip to try and match Shannon or Stephen A's personality. And I'm not saying that he ain't got people up there that know what they're talking about, but it's a difference between knowing what you're talking about, having personality, and putting those two together. It's not going to be easy.
That's what I was thinking about Paul Pierce. He'll do the Black and Miles and all that, the drinking.
Yeah, Paul will come up with some bitches.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, you just got to let him do it. Skip, pause. You got to let him come in there with... whoever he got fired with.
He got fired from ESPN because he had the strippers.
No, that's what I was saying. I let him come in with the same group.
Yeah, but see the thing.
Go crazy.
I like that. But what I'm saying is when Skip do an interview, right, mm-hmm. if you talk to whoever, you think you're like, Yo, what's the most nigga shit you think you could bring to the table? Because Shannon had black and mouse. Yeah. And we
yeah, what you got? How niggerific can you be? You ain't got no moves.
Look at that.
What can we do with this nigga? I want you on the show, but what niggerific thing can you do?
I wonder how that goes. Yo, you smoke Newports?
He said, now, Lil Wayne rap, what do you have? Mm-hmm. What's your thing? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had the strippers that got fired with the strippers. Yeah. You can find them hoes?
Where them hoes at? Bring them in. Let me see the hoes.
That's how you go viral, Skip. The invoice is coming if you use it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because we want to see Paul Pierce win, you know?
Nah, definitely. And Paul is our guy. Paul. Yeah. I wish Paul would have came and visited us. I had a convo with us because when Paul was up here, Paul was very entertaining, man.
Yeah.
He was very entertaining. Yo, Paul, I wish I knew you was out there, you know, willing to take a job because, no disrespect, we got to talk, man.
Yeah.
We got to talk, man.
Definitely. I agree with that. Okay. Bears cornerback Jalen Johnson started his press conference by saying he saw a therapist for sexual addiction last season. He was basically trying to leave a message on vulnerability, saying that you guys can open up about things like this. But how do you guys feel about the way that he opened his presser?
Could you say that one more time?
Yeah. So he started his press conference coming up on the podium when they were asking him about his season and stuff, saying that he saw a therapist for sexual addiction last season. So he wanted to basically open up about his vulnerability.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry, because I was getting texts while we were
talking. Jalen Johnson.
I'm sorry about that.
No, all good.
I apologize. Yep.
All good.
What does it mean to be a sex addict?
That's all you think about all day.
No, the reason why I'm asking, because some people may have the thought, some people may do the action. So
probably
I wanted to make
him.
Sure I knew what I was talking about before I share it.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Jay, we talking about Jalen Johnson from Houston?
No, from the Bears.
Okay.
From the Bears.
All right. Let me check. Murder, if you don't mind, you could go first. Let me look at this nigga pause for 2 seconds and I'll give you all I need to see is the picture. I'll tell you exactly.
He said his family helped him out to reaching this point and it's okay to go through stuff. But I don't know why mention this in the in a press conference. Like if you're talking to some people, let's say you was with a men's group and you wanted to help those men, I could see that being a conversation, but I don't think everything is for everybody. There's certain things you should only share your injuries with people that can help you heal. I don't think you share your injuries with people that can't help you heal. Because all this is going to do is land in the hands of people like us, joking and playing around. And I'm really trying to take the high road today. You know, but when I think of it, I have some things I want to say. Killer is on you. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to take the high road.
That's a good answer, Mace.
I'm not being lured into
that's
that.
A good corporate answer. You always
you
have
corporate
two.
Corporate all day.
Yeah, corporate and then his real answer. But yeah, that was a good corporate answer.
We on bum nigga day. You know what I'm saying? So
listen, what I take from this is this. I don't know because I ain't been keeping up with the Bears neither. Them bum ass niggas too. This sounds like you had a bad season and you blaming it on sex. I don't know this to be a fact. I don't know how true it is. I don't know. This sounds like, you know, I was bugging. I got a problem. The problem starts with me admitting that I have a problem. Look, you could be a sex addict and take care of what you need to take care of. Yeah. You know, yeah, look, if you like sex, but you still, if the problem, I don't know the direct diagnosis of sex addict.
That's why I was asking that.
Right. That was a great question, too. Because the thing about it is, if you do what you got to do in life and just want to go home, have sex with your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, but you still take care of business, that's fine. If it's a problem when it's hindering business or hindering what you do daily to survive. A lot of people got a lot of habits. You sit there and play video games all day. People will sit there 18, 19 hours a day and play video games after they get home from work, but their bills are paid.
Yeah.
It isn't saying anything that he did anything malicious. It wasn't saying that he harassed any women. He's not saying that any sexual assault, anything of that nature. You like having sex. The question is, how good did he play this year? Because if he didn't play good, this wouldn't be anything to talk about. Because if you kill, because let me tell you something, Murder, just give you an example.
Yeah.
If it's basketball, right?
Yeah.
And you averaging
35 points,
14 rebounds and 9 assists, and you say, I'm a sex addict. Don't keep going, nigga. Nigga, sex addict away, nigga. Because if you average 34 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and you a sex addict, we don't want you to stop. I think you only bring that up when shit ain't going right. That's my opinion.
Just to give more context. So he actually did have a pretty good season, but he felt like he was putting on a front for not what was really going on in his life. So he basically said, throughout this week, I was preparing myself mentally because people are talking about contracts because he just signed a new contract. But he wasn't worried about that. He was worried about trying to get himself right because for him, it was bigger than the contracts. So it's like, everybody's like, oh, you signed a new deal. What can we look forward to? Da, 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 da. And he's just like, yo, I was going through therapy this whole entire season. I guess that was the first thing that he wanted to share that was on his mind.
Nah, that's, now I see what's going on. He got a bitch he trying to cover up for. That's why I got a problem.
He want to get ahead of it. It's called get ahead of it. You know, I've been going through things.
Yeah, I've been going through things.
Y'all pray for me.
Yeah, that's one of the tricks because, you know, when you're younger, I'll tell you because my man Sugar, whatever, you know, he is shorty. And even me when I was young, when you don't want to lose your joint, you be like, y'all go to therapy. If I need to go to therapy, I've been bugging, let's go to therapy.
You need to admit it. You have a problem.
Suge said he went in therapy and flipped out on everybody in there, talking about everybody going to keep saying I'm bugging out of here. So, yeah, I don't know this to be a fact. It's all speculation, but it is kind of strange. You just do a new contract and bust out with that. Pause.
It definitely was the timing. But that also, I always just have like a little bit of a different opinion. I can respect him for being vulnerable because I think a lot of dudes have a sex addiction. So the fact that he can come and say that and be honest about it,
Kirk Franklin said he addicted to porn.
No, niggas I know, come out, but
there's mad people who come out. Who yeah, say they're addicted to stuff.
But him just being comfortable to share that, you know what?
You gotta let this pause have some air because if the next couple of weeks something come out like he has a girl pregnant or something like that, then it was cap. You're just getting ahead of it.
But also, it's not beautiful.
If you're serious about therapy, then you should tell us what church you go to and all of that because that goes along with that.
I'm sure he'll share more things, but I'm just giving him his props because to say that at the beginning of the press conference is wild. But the fact that he shared it and felt comfortable and wanted people to know, clearly that's important to him. So I don't know what
generation shit.
Relationship he's this made generation. With himself. But
pour
that's
yourself
no,
on the
no because yeah. I never wanted to seem like no, I never wanted to seem like a man can't be vulnerable with things. I don't know about the whole world, but he can definitely be vulnerable about things that are bothering him.
My mother here, I'm a sex addict. She just say you nasty ass nigga. The fuck is wrong with you? You mean you want to say that?
Over there.
Oh my God. What do you mean with sex addicts?
What did you say? We didn't grow up like that, Stat. You crying and shit. You go there, I'm gonna give you something to cry about. You keep it up.
Like you said, you embarrassing this family. You go on TV and tell people you a sex addict. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No, man. The vulnerability though is.
Yeah, vulnerability.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said I don't know to that extent, but I'm not mad. If that's what he wanted to say, that's what he wanted to say.
So do you think women are sex addicts? Do you think a woman think are a lot you ready of, for I think a female lot of, basketball player to come out and just be like, hey, I didn't have a good year. Because I was a sex addict.
I don't think it's about, you know, telling us as the people. I just think that's the relationship with himself.
No, I'm saying, are you ready for that? Because you
Yeah, I think a lot of the people in the sports industry got a lot of things they need to work on.
So if you had a problem, men and women, in front of the people, you come up and be
I wouldn't because that's not me. But if that makes him feel comfortable, do what you got to do that makes you comfortable with yourself. Okay. That's not what I would do, but if that works for him, that works for him.
No, I'm saying if you had an addiction like that, you would feel comfortable going in front of everybody.
I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Chris Rock admitted it. Say he's addicted to porn. There's niggas who come out and say this shit. This ain't like no new shit. It's like, to me, Chris Rock at the same time was about to go through a divorce too. It's, to me, this like makes sense. This is
getting it's when niggas say it. It's yeah. That's what make it deceitful because say it before. Like, yo, you know what? I just figured out something last night. I'm an addict. That's different than you get caught and then you in front of everybody talking about. My name is George.
Yeah. Hey, George. Yeah.
And I'm an addict.
Okay. So Bengals franchise wide receiver T. Higgins has requested a trade per sources. Are you guys concerned for the Bengals among all the other moves that have happened during free agency?
I don't know homie like that.
Yeah, man.
I don't know a lot of
Stat,
niggas.
What you doing today, Stat? Yo, Stat, what are you?
This is what's going on.
What
like,
are you doing
to
today?
Somebody else, this has them shaking in their boots.
He ain't Jamar chasing none of them niggas, is he? He one of them niggas? He ain't rocking like chasing none of them niggas, is he? I don't know. Man, Murder, you've been real corporate today. Maybe you should just handle this thing just corporately. I don't know who the fuck we talking about here. And listen, no disrespect. You know, Cincinnati, I love y'all niggas. But Joe Burrow's keep getting hurt, and it's hard to keep up with the rest of the niggas. So there's no disrespect towards the city of Cincinnati or the Bengals or anybody in Ohio. But it's kind of when Joe Burrow gets out the loop, us as football fans, at least me, I have 100 other things to do, and sports is definitely a priority. But I'm not going to keep up with the Wizards and Detroit. I'm going to check in from time to time to make sure they still losing and make sure I'm not bugging them what I'm seeing. But when Joe Burrows keeps going out with injuries, it's like, yo, we know that you're not going to get anywhere without him. Not saying I wish that y'all didn't, but we just know the truth. So when Joe Burrows is out for the season, we stop keeping up and no disrespect to nobody else. It just it is what it is, no pun intended.
Yeah, I'm not talking about this.
Sounds like
it sounds like y'all trying to take my expert status by having me. I don't really do this. I don't do like bad players like that.
Yeah, man. I gotta agree with Murder. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
either, man.
Yeah. I'm out.
What you got to say about it? Matter of fact, this is your topic. What you got?
Yeah, this is-
I mean, Jamar Chase is obviously the clear-cut first pick, but I just think it's...
He's the second wide
I just
out.
Think it's weird for him wanting to request a trade. I don't know if that necessarily makes sense for the Bengals, but like the Bengals, I just feel like everybody else has made really good moves. They definitely need to step up. That's what I would say. But we're going to see how it translates.
What I would say is this, real quick, is maybe that's where homie need to go. Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love Joe Burrows and I try to put him against Patrick Mahomes when they, even though he does have a better record, he's not durable, man. And it's year after year after year, he gets hurt. He's a sensation when he is playing, but he is not durable. He does not have the ability for the availability. And every year has been proven. Every year, even the year they went to Super Bowl, he was hurt for a couple of games. He has not played a full season yet. So I think maybe Justin Fields maybe need to look into being a backup with Cincinnati because it's probably a 70% chance that you may play.
And start some games.
Yeah.
With some players around you.
Right.
Okay, and Patrick Mahomes is reconstructing his contract with the Chiefs so he can allow $21 million in cap space for the Chiefs. This is the second time he's reconstructed his deal in the past 6 months. Do you guys think he's making a good decision by doing that?
I think he is. You know, title town in the house. And that's what it takes to be a champion. He wants to go back and win again. So he's, you know, making moves to make sure that that money is available. So maybe we get Tariq Hill back, you know. Tariq Hill, if you're watching this, you know, new start. We're going to let water be under the bridge. Come back to Kansas City. We got the money.
I wouldn't be keep reconstruction. I did it once.
Somebody else go.
It ain't my turn.
I like that too.
I ain't gonna keep reconstructing shit. Listen,
you ain't see gonna what keep I'm, being a bigger person.
Yeah, you see what I'm doing out here, yo.
Yeah.
It ain't like I'm just look, how many times y'all put this together? What I really, really, really believe, in my opinion, is that it's a salary cap. And they could get only spend only a certain amount of money on players, so on and so forth, that when you let that $26 million go, figure out where that's coming from somewhere else. That's what I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
We're going to free it up for the public.
Yeah, but you reroute that.
Yeah.
You know I need that 26.
Yeah, run out of
I don't care if it's from concessions or wherever it got to come from.
No, it could come from the Kansas City Royal Bank of America, nigga. Just get that 26. It could come in 17 duffel bags.
Yeah.
Get that money back over here. Because I really believe that they have the money, but you don't want to take the hit with the NFL because you can only spend about X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. That money is still sitting there somewhere. $26 million is somewhere. Only reason I would do this if I knew the $26 million was coming back on some shicey shit. And I just used the word shiesty, but they got ways to get it in there. They may funnel it through the Kansas City Royals. Who knows? I don't give a fuck how you do it. Get my $26 million back because I'm not going to keep reconstructing shit to put shit together when I'm doing everything. Nigga, yeah. Not only that, how I get us a Super Bowl.
And you want me to reconstruct my contract.
No, well, you want 3 Super Bowls. I'm not even talking about that. How I get us a Super Bowl this year with the most drops in the NFL. With the most drops, I still got us the Super Bowl, my nigga. What are we doing here? No. It's somebody else go, like you said. I like that. It ain't my turn.
It ain't my turn. I did it last time.
Yeah.
I think that is a great point.
Am I the only one want this team to win? Because somebody else needs it.
Travis Kelce.
It's only me who want us to win. Come on, bro.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching, and as always, it is what it is.
Stat gave us bum nigga topics all the way through. Super Max, like when they doing them 2 for 5.